Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Japan has legalized Airbnb and other shared economy rental businesses. The EU has proposed new laws that would allow security forces to access social media data. And Alibaba is set to see a huge surge in revenue. The Japanese government has passed a new law that allows homeowners to let out property for half of the year. Crucially, this means that tech companies such as Airbnb and other sharing economy rentals are now legalized in the country. Before the passing of the legislation, Airbnb called Japan one of its top 10 markets, with 5 million users in the country over the past 12 months, after generating more than $8 billion of economic impact last year. Airbnb, whose success in the country is now bound to improve, responded to the legalization of its service by saying that it was great news for thousands of Japanese residents already hosting on Airbnb and provides much-needed clarity and certainty for locals who want to earn additional income by sharing their extra space with travelers from around the world. The move takes the app out of what it called a grey area in the Japanese market, which it currently sits in locations like New York, which recently banned short-term lettings. In the wake of recent terror attacks, the EU has pushed forward proposals that police will be able to hold increased powers when attempting to obtain information from internet companies. If passed, the law will allow the police to have access to data on Facebook and Google in order to be able to easily track illegal behavior on chat apps like WhatsApp. There have been multiple suggestions as to the strength of the new laws, with one option being to allow all EU security forces to have direct access to any data they wish, even if it threatened information safety. However, there is also the suggestion that the law would simply remove the necessity for international police to request data from tech companies via local police forces. The EU Justice Commissioner said that she was in favour of enabling the use of personal data, and that the recent terror attacks in Western countries would make ministers more understanding. The Chinese internet giant Alibaba has announced that it predicts a near 50% revenue increase in the next 12 months. Much of the growth is expected to come from the business's advertising arm, from which 60% of its revenue now comes from. This expected revenue increase is far higher than was projected by forecasters. In a separate eMarketer forecast of the company's digital ad revenues, it was predicted that Alibaba would account for 32% of China's entire digital ad market this year, rising to a 34.3% share by 2019, a far faster growth rate than rivals Baidu and Tencent. It was also forecasted that Alibaba would be responsible for generating 7.8% of worldwide digital ad revenues in 2017, behind only Google and Facebook. A spokesperson from eMarketer says that Alibaba has built one of the most dominant advertising businesses in China simply because of its scale and access to data of nearly 500 million shoppers across its marketplaces. Research from the trade group IGD has predicted that the UK digital grocery sector is to experience high growth levels until 2022. In 2017, it's forecasted that online food sales will surpass the £10 billion milestone and account for 5.6% of the country's entire grocery market. However, over the next 5 years, data predicts that this figure will grow by more than 53% to represent 7.5% of the £212 billion food sector. And finally, increasing internet penetration in Africa is boosting e-tourism in the continent. A hospitality report from Jumia Travel shows that the increasing popularity and prevalence of 4G connections is bringing people to the region from abroad. However, the report also pointed out that there were still large opportunities in the market, with low levels of digital skills remaining a hurdle in promoting e-tourism in Africa. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.